Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
As Mary said, we are coming to you in part from Dublin Bay North today, a constituency that runs from the Hill of Howth to Darndale geographically and from the Hill of Howth to Darndale economically. It was dubbed the Group of Death in 2016 when the former Drugs Minister Eoin O'Riordan lost his seat. But the calculations are going to have changed now in 2020 as outgoing Minister Finian McGrath and former Senator Avril Power are no longer contesting. There is, though, no escaping the news today that has dominated the first few days of campaigning. And we are in Coolock, just up the road from where the remains of Keane Mulready Woods were found on Monday night, and just across the M50 motorway from that shooting, that double shooting incident earlier on this afternoon. And Barry Lenehan has been talking to people locally about the impact of the murder and the kind of measures that are needed to divert kids from drugs and from crime. What have you been hearing, Barry?
Yes, Philip, I brought myself to Darndale in this constituency. Of course, the Coolock feud, five young men, all in their early 20s, murdered in the 10 months up to last November, an unprecedented murder rate, even for Irish gangland crime. One victim murdered while wheeling his four-month-old child in a buggy. That was near to the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre, which is where I visited earlier. This also isn't far either from where some of the partial remains of 17-year-old Keane Mulready Woods were found earlier this week. But Manny and Darndale, they told me they're determined to change the narrative around their community. However, they need help from electoral hopefuls in doing so. Linda Hayden is the CEO of Darndale Belcamp Village Centre.
What I would like to highlight is the importance of a social enterprise within within a community like Darndale. A lot of the people that are here would have low educational attainment, and we need to be starting sort of grassroots businesses so that we can employ people, give them a start, and then when they're ready to be able to move on into other types of employment. Last night we were at the awards for the Social Innovation Awards. One of the things that came up during that award ceremony was the need for an actual department of social enterprise that can support businesses like ourselves. We employ 170 people on our programme here.
What of when people leave the centre in the afternoon, in the evening, is the community safe, or could more be done in relation to guard the numbers, for instance?
Yeah. We just met with Jack Nolan this morning, a community forum meeting.
He's just a former assistant commissioner heading the task force for the area.
That's exactly it. I just felt like it was important that he hear the voice of ordinary people that, you know, are living here. It did come up that there is fear of intimidation, there's fear of the gangs hanging around, there's a fear of the drug dealing. There's a great fear. And then there's nearly like a complacency, like, that's the way it is. You just bow your head and you walk past it.
Yeah. That's not good enough.
That isn't good enough. A community should be where you're able to allow your children out to play and play safely. It should be where the older people are able to go to their bingo on Tuesday and Thursday night. I mean, even that simple fact, the bingo, you know, the numbers are dropping in the bingo. It's because they're frightened. And I think it's really, really important that the community of Darndale, you know, reclaims their community. And how we do that is probably to band together with the supports of the Gardaí, with the supports of Dublin City Council, and with the supports of Tusla and all the state agencies that are there to do that.
Were people shocked, I suppose, how young people are falling into drugs, except that trend of more young people getting involved?
You know, lack of opportunities. Sure, what else will I do? It's a hard one to pin, but I do think, and my own view, that at the age of 10, you know, if a child appears home in a brand new pair of Nikes and a Gucci cap or whatever, a flag should be raised. It needs all resources at that time to go in and help that child and help that family. They're starting very, very young to run drugs, and it's absolutely pitiful to see it, because they're only babies, like that child, 17 years of age, that was, you know, found very close to the village centre. He was only a child, you know. As a community, as a society, how long are we going to let this happen, you know? How long is this going to continue? You know, if we do nothing else, if the politicians do nothing else, We need to change that narrative.
Somebody said to me, we never hear about the positives in Darndale.
I'm here 13 years. I've worked in community development for 30 years. I love here. I can't leave Darndale. We can't change a million lives, but we can change one.
Linda Hayden there. We're going to be teasing out more of those issues a little bit later on in the programme with some of the candidates. Let's talk, Barry, about what happened here in 2016, what might happen here in 2020, and how these issues are going to impact on the course of this election. Richard Bruton will probably be a poll topper. With better vote management, he shouldn't be the poll topper, but he probably will be.
Yeah, Fine Gael were rowing like cats here in 2016. A much more collegiate bunch this time. Communications Minister Richard Bruton topped the poll with 13%. He's given the easy parts of the constituency to his running mate Senator Catherine Noon, affluent areas such as Howth, Malahide, Sutton, so she should get 5% from a standing start, but parachuted in from another constituency, this is an onerous task for her.
Sean Haughey, safe Fianna Fáil seat here?
Yeah, over 10% the last time as he regained his seat, but under fire today from Fine Gael for failing to attend the Fianna Fáil Brexit launch yesterday. The other Fianna Fáil candidate, Deirdre Heaney, talked up as a potential dark horse. Over 16 years a councillor with no Avril power here this time, she might be an outside bet.
That's why this is one of our bellwether constituencies. It will be a good indicator of whether the wind is filling Fianna Fáil's seats or not. A good indicator as well of whether there is actually a green wave for Councillor David Healy.
Well, my spies tell me that internal party polling and independent research shows David Healy coming in third. Once a ministerial advisor to John Gormley, unsuccessfully has stood in five general elections as far back as 92, but he should finally surf the green wave to Leinster House.
How sure do Sinn Féin feel about holding on to the fourth seat for Denise Mitchell?
It is quite dicey. Denise Mitchell from here in Coolock, a first-time TD. Sinn Féin took over 11%, but Mitchell, no national profile, a hard worker locally, we're told. She's on around 10% is what the figures are saying, but perhaps this is the biggest 3 weeks of her political career, as if her vote falls below 10%, she'll go through a trapdoor into a lion's den where there are as many as six candidates battling for one and final seat, a battle for which she may not emerge.
And what a battle that is. Reardon from Labour, Tommy Bruin, the independent candidate, Fine Gael's Catherine Noon, Fianna Fáil's Deirdre Heaney, John Lyons, Kian O'Callaghan, the Social Democrats. Wow.
Yeah, it is quite the battle. And don't forget Tommy Bruin, once of the Labour Party and the veteran in the field. The key thing here is how far off the quota Bruton, Haughey and the Green candidate are on the first count. If they're not elected early, O'Riordan is in trouble. If they are elected early, O'Riordan is safe. The transfers of the far left, John Lyons, will heavily favour Tommy Bruin. So it may come down to the Social Democrats, Kian O'Callaghan, who are told is on around 6%, to determine the outcome between his former political mentor Tommy Bruin and his former party colleague Éan O'Riordan. This is box office stuff.
It was as tight back in 2016, and you called it right then. Do you want to venture a guess now?
I'm not Paul the Octopus, Philip. There will be just a couple of hundred votes. It'll probably take 4 days to separate them, Bruin and O'Riordan, for the final seat. I might just sit on the fence this time. But the other four would appear to be Bruton, Haughey, David Healy and just about Denise Mitchell of Sinn Féin.